Is there any experimental design where you can apply exogenous dopamine agonists to increase the efficiency of decision making?
Now, did someone stick you back there with that question? Have you been planted with that question? Okay, so remember, the argument is really that dopamine is sort of nailing the efficient solution. So the truth is, adding dopamine should make you less efficient. It should actually make you overvalue something, not value it correctly. And we actually think that that's actually what addiction is. That addiction is that system overvaluing things, that it off its optimal solution. Now, we've actually done some of those experiments. One of the graduate students in my lab is now doing those experiments where she artificially activates dopamine neurons when monkeys get beriberi fruit juice versus, let's say, water. And she can actually, you may not love the ethics of this, we can get monkeys addicted to beriberi fruit juice. Now, I think my kids are, so that kind of worries me not so much, but we really can do that now. And we're now working, the reason we did that was because we wanted to see if we could get the opposite effect, which was make water better than beriberi fruit juice, which no real monkey would ever think. Because if you could do that, then we would be raising the question of whether or not manipulating the dopamine neurons in human drug addicts might be a treatment for cocaine and heroin addiction. And we're sort of chasing this down with the National Institute of Drug Abuse right now. So I think that's going to work. I think your intuition is dead on. Okay, thank you so much, all of you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thanks. I'm afraid we have run out of time, but thank you very much for absolutely marvelous talk and a great evening, and we'll see you all next year. Thank you.